Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 39. We just got finished recording our Patreon-only show, which you can only get if you're a Patreon member. And listen, you can come in at the $1 level. That's the lowest level. And if you pay a dollar a month, that's $12, and you get an episode every week, a mini episode right there on YouTube. Isn't that nice? How do you get that? Well, you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you sign up. And that's the deal. That's the deal. And if you come in at the $25 or higher level, then you are a Patreon producer, which means you are a producer of the show. And that means that each of us get, you know, a little bit of that money. You can buy eggs because eggs are very expensive. Don't even try to buy meat unless it's on sale. Anyway, our producers are Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. And if you sign up, you can get a doodle from Tim. I'll do a doodle for you on my iPad, or you can get a printout of one I've already done. And yes, I have finally finished, and I'm about to send Brian and Chelsea theirs. Well, I'm not going to spoil it. And when they get it, they can share it if they so desire. They do like it, though, because I sent them a digital copy of it.
And we're working on a new shirt site.
Yeah, hope so. Patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And if you're listening to the show on Spotify or iTunes or whatever else, but please rate and review. We have to get back to reading those at the end of the show. And we will read them in character. So if you leave us the review and you put specifically what character you want in that review, then I will read it that way. And, you know, give us 5 stars. I mean, why would you leave a review if you're not going to do that? And also, if you're watching on YouTube, same applies. Comment. That's what the comments are for. Like, subscribe, and turn on the alert, because Dustin does a great job making these videos, and they really make it a fun, entertaining experience, as opposed to just listening to me prattle on and on. No, Steph and I had Waffle House last week. That was fun.
Yeah, it was, you know, 15 minutes at Waffle House.
Yep. Yep. And she had the most delicious looking peanut butter waffle. And since I'm not eating carbs or sugar, I had a saucer full of egg goop and bacon. And it was also delicious.
It was really gross. It was like watching my poppy. It was like watching my poppy eat breakfast. And he was sopping up the egg goop.
I couldn't stop him.
Yes, I had. We were pretending like the bacon was bread.
I wanted toast. Eggs without toast sucks. You have to cook them hard or they're not any good. But on the flip side of that, I'm not bloated and I don't have aches and pains from the sugar, which causes inflammation. So that's very important that a public service.
Try eating some human liver.
Well, I've done that. And it doesn't agree with me. Really, because it's so hard to get. You know, if I had an inn at a funeral home, and get to the body before the embalming fluid, I might be able to get a good liver. But you never know, because you're going to get somebody who, you know, has been drinking their whole lives, and then the liver is just kind of bleh. But a good fresh liver is nice.
You need to get a big van and then a little, like, love seat or something, and you pretend like you're putting the love seat in the back of your van.
I'd only be looking for women my size.
Are you about a size 14?
You're only blasting American Girl by Tom Petty.
Yeah. She was playing that when she pulled into her house.
Yeah. I'm not a 14, but I'm a hearty 10. V10, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Monk, you're about a size 14.
Kent, that guy, man, what is his name? Ted Levine, right?
Yeah.
Buffalo Bill, Jamie Gum, or whatever the fuck his name was, in Silence of the Lambs. That guy, and if you saw that movie when it came out or shortly thereafter, anything he was in after that, you were just, but that's Buffalo Bill. He has been Buffalo Bill since 1990. And even on Monk, you can do the mustache, the comb over. He was on what? Was he on Deadwood as well? He was on a
bunch. No, he was on that second Mills show, Luck.
Luck.
I was going, would you luck me? I'd luck me so hard.
You luck me, ain't you luck me so hard. Buffalo Bill.
So anyway, I don't know.
That's what happens when you play a character that well.
Yeah. I mean, that movie won all the Oscars. That was a time that when his character
was criticized in the media by activist groups, it didn't carry a lot of weight because there was no social media. You couldn't browbeat movie studios like you can now. But if that movie had come out now, they would absolutely lose their shit over it. Because this guy is so crazy. I mean, nowadays he could just take hormones. He wouldn't have to skin fat girl. So I think maybe he just likes skinning fat girls.
They make the rock and world go round.
They do. They also make a nice suit, a skin suit you can step into and dance in front of a mirror while you're listening to a song that's also been besmirched by that film. That's a great song. You know, back then, if every time I heard it, I was like, ah, it's just too creepy to listen to. But it's a real good song. Goodbye, Horses.
If they were going to update Silence of the Lambs, I would make, like, it would be a female killer.
Yes.
And then she would kill big men. And she would make, like, shackets out of them. The shackets are, yeah.
So if you kill Shaq, would you make a jacket
out of me? Don't make a jacket out of me. Why don't you just go to Krispy Kreme and find out the fat people at Krispy Kreme?
Did he own that Krispy Kreme that the guy got murdered in front of last week?
No, I own the one that got burned down twice.
Oh, okay.
In a year.
Yeah, that's shit. It's like a matzah.
Hey, we don't.
I mean, somebody does not like Krispy Kreme.
Who doesn't? Somebody does not like Krispy Kreme, no. Because that's valuable land. I mean, you could put a fucking ugly mixed-use condo in there that will never be full and have a Sprouts and Starbucks and Orange Theory, just like every street in America. Let's go to Orange Theory and then Sprouts and then Starbucks and then First Watch. Also, maybe Gusto, because Gusto has, you know, overly priced vegetarian meals. And then you can go to Taqueria, which is, I mean, everybody has the same thing. And that's what the founders meant when they created this country, is that we all have the same thing. All soulless. Because, you know, when we were little kids, McDonald's was an experience. You didn't get to eat it every day. You didn't get to eat it every week. But you went to McDonald's, and sometimes it'd be a playland, but it was fun and it was exciting. They had these ridiculous characters all over the place, Grimace, whatnot. But the building was cool and it had big arches. Now, every fast food restaurant is a fucking box, a soulless, empty box with robots in it making your food that's barely edible. And that's my social comment for this week. Thank you. Hey, thanks to our guest last week, Henry Zabrowski from the last podcast on the left. And also, Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. The Wednesday after the show drops, I believe, there is an event going on.
Yeah, it's the 11th, Wednesday the 11th at 7 yeah. o'clock, Atlanta Downer Party. ATLDonnerParty.com.
Okay. And you were they're going to pretend to eat people. Like the Donner Party had to eat people.
Pretend to eat yeah. people.
Because they were dumb and thought, hey, let's leave the society and go out west.
They were looking for gold, man.
I know they were looking for gold. Well, they did not find it. They did find gold. Human flesh is gold. Golden brown human flesh cooked over an open
sea. They were aware of the benefits of eating live human liver.
They were.
Black feet, Texas feet.
Come and listen to the story about a family of people who got in a mountain pass and couldn't get it out. They carved up Granny and they ate her blackened feet and they threw her back and they turned her into meat.
Donner, that is.
Black feet. Snacking. I don't, come on.
Hello, Trolley.
I got to talk to Trolley.
That's okay.
Don't you, what? Don't you dare. Don't you dare what?
We got to.
I got to get Trolley.
Hi, Chef. Hi, Chef. Hi, Chef. How's it going? That waffle sure looks good. I was in the trunk of Tim's car while you were eating that waffle. I should go, I want to go lick the plate.
No, you were in Tim. I could see you. I could see your eyes.
No, I wasn't in Tim. I am an independent person. Tim does not control me, nor does he control my voice. This is all me. I control him.
You're doing Columbo now?
By the way, Steph, just one more thing. Why did you eat that peanut butter coated waffle?
It didn't have, don't you remember? I didn't get the peanut butter. They put pecans in it instead. And you said, why don't you send it back? Or why didn't you send it back? And I said, because I don't like eating spit.
Yeah, you said that, huh? Yeah, they're not going to spit on it. They're going to come on it. All right.
Either way, so I don't want it.
I'll just do this generic type voice right here. How's this sound right here? Is this okay?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yes.
It's just
yes.
My Trolley. It doesn't lisp. Like. I have my lisp fixed, and we'll just do this here. Okay. So Tom Hanks has come around and said, hey, there's there's some sort of weird thing going on with an AI, and they're using me in some sort of, I don't know, some sort of commercial for like shoe powder. And I have nothing to do with it. Tom Hanks does. So he says that. Meanwhile, if you watch the Doogie podcast with Chad Colchin and Will Sazzo, Doogie makes these little movie trailers with Tom Hain, as we call him, Tom Hain. And, you know, and he also does all the commercial reads for their merchandise, which is pretty funny. If you haven't checked that out, I recommend that you do. But I don't know. Tom Hanks, this is going to happen a lot. This is going to happen a lot. A lot of people are going to be, their likenesses are going to be used. And that's what the whole strike was about. And congratulations to the the writers, the WGA. And hopefully the screenwriters will get their stuff all settled correctly.
The actors.
I don't know what they are. I look like I know anything. I'm a fucking troll. You know, I'm digging this voice. This is much better than the other one and a lot easier on my voice. So we're going to switch. This is it permanently.
How many times has he said that before?
Plenty. Steph, is this okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine. I would just wish the troll would burn up in a box.
This just, I mean, very expensive. Let's get some use out of it first. Steph, why didn't you send a waffle back?
I fucking hate it. I do. I hate you. Troll, I hate your game.
You're not going to get your picture taken with me at the Halloween party at Atlanta Pizza and Euro on October 22nd?
Yes. You're going to take a picture of me and I'm going to be railing you in the ass with something.
Okay. Well, look how big it is.
It's elbow deep.
It better be something
stick
big.
Tim's head in there.
Everything that comes out of my puppet mouth comes out of my puppet brain. Tim does not control my thoughts. And okay. Sorry, Steph.
Can there be a time for trolls? I don't want to talk to this damn troll. I don't want to
feel
guilty
about not getting the waffle that you wanted.
It's not what it is.
You should have gone back there and firebombed the place when they're cleaning.
And, well, that's probably why they're demanding, you know, $30 an hour or whatever.
$30 an hour to flip eggs? What kind of fucking country is this?
They're going on strike next.
Waffle House. Oh, what a God. How are they going to afford soap? As soon as you get out of jail, you go right to Waffle House. Can I work here, please? Now I'm going to go on strike. I'd rather be back in jail. All right. So, did you hear about the lady that went down the water slide and broke a vagina?
Atomic wedgie.
Yeah, got an atomic wedgie. But it also, maybe that was a different story. There's two things going on now. Because I saw the atomic wedgie story, but there's also one where the lady's innards, which is completely destroyed. She had to have surgery to get it fixed. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Dustin, tell everybody what happened with this Typhoon Lagoon Disney story.
But it's right. The Humunga Cowabunga water slide.
Yeah, there's your first mistake. You're an adult. Don't go down a water slide. Excuse me.
The website says that it is near vertical, a five-story drop into the dark of 214 feet.
Right, sounds fun.
Water forced her loose garment up there.
Yeah, where? Where?
Everywhere, apparently.
Where? Now, I know where it went, and that's terrible. It's an awful story. I feel bad for the lady, but listen. I used to go to Action Park in New Jersey, and we were not afraid to go down. Like, they took, like, a box and put wheels on it, and you'd go down a cement thing, and it'd fucking break your head open. It was not. But we didn't care. We lived.
Nobody thought of suing back then.
No, you didn't sue. You fucking stitched up your cuts. You put a Band-Aid on, put some ice on it, and you went home. You went home. You didn't sue people. You didn't sue. Everybody's so lawsuit happy. You know, like if I'd been Steph last week, Waffle House would be paying me big time right now. I said, God damn it, I ordered a fucking peanut butter waffle and all I got were these fucking pecans. Puppicons, if you will. I kind of want to put the puppet down, but I don't.
Please.
No, I kind of want to, but I kind of don't want to also.
There was a fucking dumpster out back behind the building. Drive away.
Could I cover up my nipples? Would that make things better? I thought it was all the voice with you.
It's not. I don't think it is. I just don't like it.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on an item. So for 2 weeks now, we've had to endure that shit. If you watch football, Tim didn't let me watch TV. But every 2 weeks ago, she made a debut, right? And now we're supposed to all of a sudden think that she's a fucking Kansas City Chiefs fan. Well, we all know she roots for the Eagles, which is where Travis Kelce's brother plays. But so she shows up in the suite, and then you see Patrick Mahomes's wife, whatever, looking mad. But it's kind of funny because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who got hurt in the first play of the season for the Jets, he's all gimped up with his Achilles tear or whatever the fuck it is. He goes on Pat McCaffrey. How do you say his name?
Yeah, McCaffrey.
Yeah, whatever. The guy from Pittsburgh, the Yinzer, who never seems to have sleeves on his shirts. So he goes, he has him on every Tuesday. And then this last Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers starts making fun of Travis Kelce, calling him Mr. Pfizer, because he did that commercial and got paid a shitload of money to do a commercial for the Pfizer juice. Listen, I trolls have to get jabbed. I've had 17 boosters since the initial, and I had Johnson & Johnson, so it was a rough go.
At 17, Johnson & Johnson shot?
No, I got Johnson & Johnson, and then I got real anxious about it, so I went and got Moderna, and then Pfizer, and then I got both Moderna and Pfizer after that. Then I flew to Russia and got theirs, Sputnik, and then I went to China and got Sinovac. Then I came back here, and I've had 17 Pfizer booster shots.
And you're brushing your teeth with that horse paste.
Do I look like a horse? I don't take fucking ivermectin. Do I look like a horse? Yay! I am not a horse. The guy, hurry up, finish this step. She's about to kill me. I'm going to drive over to Tim's house tonight and throw a Molotov cocktail through the window. All right, bye. There he lays over in the
corner. Don't leave the gate open.
Don't leave the gate asshole.
Okay, I'll put the shoe in there. The shoe fell off.
Just the Hollywood Reporter just put out one of those useless lists that nobody ever agrees with. And I don't think we all agree with it, but we'll see. It's the best shows of the 21st century. And there's tons and tons of the 50 best shows. Of the 21st century. Did you guys have a chance to look at that?
Yeah, I looked at the top 10.
All right. So listen, it's okay. The 21st century, I guess that begins with 2000, 2001, whatever. Number 50 is Sex and the City. Now, I didn't watch that show, but as far as it being a culturally relevant type of program, I would think that it would be higher on the list. We are going to focus on the top 10, but there's just some weird things in here. The Crown being at number 45. Again, I would think that that would be higher. The Leftovers, I would have that higher. Insecure, I think. I didn't watch it, but I know that it's extremely culturally relevant, especially in modern times. I would have that higher. The Shield, who cares? Orange is the New Black. I think that's right. That's right there in the middle. Veep is 32. That should be higher. So anyway, there's a lot of who makes these lists, right? Who puts them together? It's critics and people that work at the magazine. And really what they do is they put these out and it goes on social media and then everybody yells and fights. So let's do the top 10 and I want you guys to weigh in too. So number 10 is BoJack Horseman, which ran on Netflix from 2014 to 2020. Is that a top 10 21st century show to you guys?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Not top 10.
No.
No. In the
top 50.
Yeah, if anything, it showed that an animated show could have depth and drama and comedy, from a non-human character, which, you know, that's kind of cool and everything, but stuff like Rick and Morty would be higher than that.
Speaking of Rick and Morty, is the new, is it starting?
It starts next week.
Yeah.
With the new voices.
Well, I wonder how that'll do. By the way, I just did a search through this top 50 and Venture Brothers wasn't mentioned, so it's just illegitimate. Number 9, Freaks and Geeks, 99 to only one season. That only aired one season. You can't.
Yeah, but it barely went into 2000, so it counts.
Right. But you can't underestimate the cultural significance and impact that show made from all the people who were on it and the writers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I'm watching it again right now.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Seth Rogen just starting his production career from that alone would be culturally significant. But yeah, all those actors, you know, it was kind of like a millennial brat pack in that group.
Yeah, I finished Dawson's Creek and I had no idea that Seth Rogen was in like the last couple of episodes.
Dawson.
Yeah, he was doing everything.
Finally, you lose your virginity.
Number 8, Girls, which ran from 2012 to 2017 on HBO. I would say that even though I didn't watch it, that I understand the cultural significance of that show. Do you guys think it's a top 10 show?
No.
No.
I think maybe the first season, it seemed significant. But yeah, then maybe even the second season, it was still okay. And then, yeah, then it just went to crap. It was seemed very self-indulgent. What do you... Self-indulgent. And what does it mean whenever you masturbate yourself?
Fun.
What's the word for that? Self-flagellate.
Yeah. Plus, Lena Dunham was hot in the first season. I said that. Number seven, Better Call Saul. Absolutely a top 10 show. Probably should be a top five. 2015 to 2022, AMC. Yeah, I think they missed the boat by not ranking it higher.
But it should be higher than Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I don't think Breaking Bad is in the top five, is it?
I don't know.
It is not. So it is higher than Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad is not in the top 10. I don't know where it is because I'm not going to go back and look. Number six is a surprise to me, but I don't disagree with it. Reservation Dogs, which just sort of came out of nowhere and is a fantastic show.
Fucking amazing show.
Hulu 2021, 2023. I believe it's done, right? They're not going to.
Yeah.
But a very well done show, a peek at a life that we don't see on television or in movies. And it's real. It's not like, you know, cartoonish made by white people type of show. We all watched.
Yeah, the first. I like the first two seasons. This last one, though, it was.
Yeah. No, I loved the last season.
I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Sometimes
every episode was amazing.
It tries to get. Yeah, and the third season to me wasn't as good as the first two, but I didn't hate it. You know what I mean? But I get what Steph is saying. Number five is one of my top five shows for sure. The Wire, which ran from 2002 to 2008 on HBO. I think The Wire. For me, The Wire and Sopranos alternate between one and two. I mean, of course, I give The Sopranos the edge, but The Wire, I love The Wire. All five seasons are fantastic to me.
Yeah, you know, you said The Sopranos, the kid, he just watched The Sopranos the whole season or the whole series for the first time ever.
Yeah.
At 26 years old or 27, however old he is now. And he sent me a text later and he goes, oh, no, I'm going to do Bobby Bacala like that.
Yeah.
Killed him in front of his kids in a train set.
Oh, wow. That's fucking awesome. And he's never
He never watched it before. He was and when he first started watching, he goes, if Bobby Bacala dies, and I'm gonna be so upset. He said that like the first season. After he watched like the first season, I was like, that's same thing back.
But you know, that is the death on that show that affects me the most, except for Dobby. I mean, wait. No, Dobby was Harry Potter. No, but Bobby dying was the one that pissed me off the most because he was such a nice guy, even though he wasn't. He's a mobster and he killed people and he was he'd shake people down and beat them up. But he was just a humble, nice guy and he didn't deserve to be done so dirty. Uncle Philly. Don't Uncle Philly me.
He's a dream husband.
I compromised. I wanted to have sex with a woman. I jacked off in a tissue.
He was a what kind of a husband? An extreme husband?
No, he was an amazing husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, look who he married, his second wife. You'd have to have the patience of a saint to be married to that woman.
Yeah, but to the first wife, he was a great husband, too, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way he fawned over her ziti or whatever it was in the freezer.
Right. He wouldn't eat the ziti. That's Karen ziti. Karen ziti.
He would go to the grave.
They would have ate my ziti like the night I died.
Yeah, oh, shit, get this out of the house. I love ZD, though. I'm sure Karen's...
You ate it over my body.
Yeah.
This is good ZD.
Thank God you left this before you fucking died.
Number four is 30 Rock, which to me is, I think, the best sitcom of the 21st century. The best network sitcom, for sure.
It's pretty
probably
great.
The last one that I will ever watch. But yeah, 7-year run on NBC, 30 Rock, very well done, very funny show. Here we go. The top three. Blah, 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 blah. Number three, Succession, HBO 2018 to 2023. I shouldn't be able to weigh in on this since I just watched it all in a couple of months this year, but it's...
You never did say what you thought of the end.
I am of two schools of thought when it comes to the end. I didn't like the fact that the Roys... Spoiler alert. I didn't like the fact that the Roys ended up losing their company. But it makes sense because all three of them were fucking losers. All three of the kids, all four of them actually, but Connor didn't care. Connor got seeking arrangements girl, his sugar baby, and he ran for president like a nut. But the thing is, I I don't know. It pissed me off in that regard, but they didn't deserve it. So it was a good ending for a show like that.
Well, and the fact that all that time, Tom was the cook. And then
Shiv
became the cook.
I thought Tom was gay, but he's not gay. He's just like this. Hey, Shiv, I have the company now. You're fucked. Get in the car with me and hold my hand. And that's pretty much what happened. Tom, you never saw it coming. I am happy that the cousin got to keep its job. You know?
Greg, such a fucker. That fight between Tom and Greg, though, I thought that was...
Gee, Greg, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Well, no, because my grandpa, he took me out of the will and I need a job.
Okay. All right. Number two, I don't agree with this at all. I like both shows, but absolutely disagree with this. Number two is The Sopranos, according to this list. And number one is Mad Men. So, spit on it. Fuck it.
Are you telling me The Office was not in the top 10?
Yeah.
No.
That's insane.
Now, you got to look at the whole list. There's such stuff on the whole list that'll piss you off. The Americans was like, number 12, and it was 30 for 30 about OJ is higher than Good Off. Are you kidding me?
They're crazy. And The Office like spans generations. I mean, like little kids to old people.
I know.
All and it's still watch it.
And they still watch it.
It all know the quotes.
Friday Night Lights is higher than The Office.
That was a good show, though. But no, it shouldn't be higher than The Office.
Yeah, I mean, you go up the list here. Breaking Bad was number 16. And, you know, in reality, Better Call Saul is a better show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still feel like I'll rewatch Breaking Bad more than I will Better Call Saul.
I don't want to rewatch Better Call Saul because it's too emotional. And scenes between Saul and his brother, it's such a great show that the memories I want to take away with it don't lend themselves to being rewatched. But Breaking Bad, you can rewatch. And then when the wife comes on, you can, play football on your phone or something. All right. So that's the Hollywood Reporter's top 10 or top shows of the 21st century. Hey, I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Gyro, or Gyro, however you want to pronounce it. They're our longest sponsor. And I want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Fall is here, and we have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy. We don't, but they do. And not one pumpkin spice, which I'm kind of disappointed. Mike made an effort to point out in the commercial that, or in the email with the new copy, that they didn't have pumpkin spice. And you know, what kind of beer season is it without pumpkin spice? But I get it.
Not everybody likes pumpkin spice. I like it. It looks like my thing.
Now featuring two locally made German-style Märzen beers. I said it right. They have the umlaut over the A like Motley Crue. They have that on tap. Terrapin Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is delicious. And Dry County Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is also delicious. And I'm back into beer drinking mode. So when I'm out there, and we're out there for our Halloween party, I'll be drinking some of that. Both of these local brews are delicious amber lagers and feature a clean, rich, toasty, and bready malt flavor with a nice dry finish. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. And if you're a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Gyro by calling 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, noon to 9, closed on Sundays. Also, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for if you have said needs? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, so almost 20 years now. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. We all watched Gen V. That is the the spinoff of The Boys. It's kind of like the New Mutants or the X-Men in college, because these are all the young kids at this special school. I like it. I didn't think I would, but I do like it. Of course, I can't relate to modern stuff a lot of times, but I think so far it's so good. We did bring up a point in our Patreon-only show that there's a lot of dicks in it. So if you don't like seeing dicks, especially giant dicks with little girls who throw up to shrink. Yeah. So.
Just be fair with the nudity, would you?
Well,
you're going to show us a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Equal time.
Equal time. So vaginas is what you want to see.
We're only three episodes in. I mean.
Yeah. There's a lot of dicks.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? You might get to see something.
Mm-hmm. The show opens up with Marie Moreau, played by actress Jess Sinclair, getting her period and finding out that her blood is deadly as she kills both of her parents. That was pretty nasty. I didn't know.
Very nasty, yeah.
Well, our mom shouldn't have fucking broke down the door.
Well.
She had it coming.
I think every guy's favorite character is Little Cricket, for all the wonderful things you could do with Little Cricket. That is played by Lizzie Broadway, actress Lizzie Broadway. She's the one who hooks up with a guy as she shrinks down. And the way her powers work is she has to vomit. And as she vomits, she, shrinks. So she's this tiny little thing, smaller than a penis, and she's making the guy have an orgasm.
The other girl, the blonde girl.
Kate Dunlap, Maddie Phillips. Yeah, I like her power too, where she can touch somebody and don't. Yeah.
Did you see that, remember that it was on Netflix last year, the Teenage Manhunters, where there were two girls that were going to be Dog the Bounty Hunter kind of go?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was one of them. She was the short-haired blonde girl. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah,
I watched the whole season of it, and they just didn't renew it. They canceled it.
Yeah.
Netflix always does that, don't they?
Yeah.
Bye.
Golden Boy, I thought would have been a cool character, the guy can flame on.
You know who that was, don't you?
Yeah, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
My son, he blew up. He has flaming penis, like his father got from the maid.
It looks like they mixed your sperm with Josh Charles's sperm.
Yeah, I like to mix my sperm lots of times. He's a terrible Arnold, I know, and it makes me upset that I can't do him. Yeah, can't do it. Yeah. How do you get into doing his voice? Yeah. So I had sex with the Pam Shriver. Not Pam Shriver. Pam Shriver was the lesbian tennis
player. Maria Shriver.
Maria Shriver. She's a Kennedy. And I married her and she turned into the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. She did. Yeah, she looks like him. She looks like Tales from the Crypt. Yeah, that's why she. Her box was like having sex with a coffin. You know,
your thoughts on this show. I like it. You guys like it?
Yeah. It's not as funny as The Boys.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah. I was upset when Clancy Brown got killed.
Yeah. That was quick.
Is Seth Rogen not doing this?
No.
Because I don't see his name.
Just the other guy. And, yeah, his
writing partner. The other guy.
And the Kripke guy.
Yeah. But you can kind of tell there's no Seth Rogen because it's not as funny.
Or you can tell that he may have given notes, like on certain things. Yeah.
So I thought it would be funny if we all came up with our own characters if we were at that school back in the 80s, though, or 90s, whenever we were in high school. And mine is self-deprecating. I had AI to try to create it. We wouldn't do it the way I wanted to. But mine is Chopper. And Chopper's special powers derive from his jagged, crooked teeth that he can control. Like he could shoot them out and they go back into his mouth. And then Jeff added an addendum, a secondary power, and he said it should be the belcher because I have an atomic death burp, which is true back then. I had the best burps. Now if I do them, I'm afraid I'll have a heart attack.
Or you'll mess yourself in a Waffle House.
Or you will kill somebody.
Sick balls, Chopper.
Yes. Sick balls, Chopper. Jeff, I don't know why you just went with the superb owl. Why'd you go with the superb owl?
Oh, I was going to say the Super Bowl because of the haircut.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't even thinking that. Well, I went into Bing's image AI and created the superb owl. And I said his powers is, first of all, I said he looks like a giant. He's wearing a giant's uniform with owl feathers. And he has an owl sidekick. And his superpower is blowing game-winning, using his breath to blow game-winning football kicks, field goal kicks wide right.
Yeah. That's how he makes it on Monday.
Yes.
Lisa's out.
Yes. Steph's was very inventive. I like it. What's your hero's name, Steph?
My hero's, well, I'll tell you what she does first. Her power is that whatever you hate, she has the capability to physically turn you into that. My character's name would be Back At Ya.
Back At Ya. If I had those powers, I'd go to a Klan rally.
Ha fuck you.
Well, this comes from just, you know, being bullied in elementary school, mostly, and middle school. But, you know, then in high school, I used to get into some little tete-a-tetes with people. And this is something that I always would. Anytime people will be talking shit to me or anybody else, that they ended up just like, you look in the mirror and that's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Not to teach them humility or anything, just to harm them mentally.
Man. Just to get. Would you like to wear the costume that the AI created?
I would like to have that, all of it, yeah.
I typed in all these were typed in with 1980s, and I said with curly blonde hair, and it just gave you this skirt.
Yeah, she's built like just like a brick house.
All right, I'm glad we saved Dustin for last.
My wet dreams manifest into a vigilante that fights crime, but the problem is it only happens when I have wet dreams, so I'm asleep and don't know what's going on when I wake up in a pool of justice. His name is Nocturno.
Dustin wins this round. I think we should do more stuff like this. Dustin, you win.
Nocturno. Yeah. Oh, God.
Name,
I'm just so glad you didn't say the wet bandit.
Have you seen the AI picture that he created?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's fucking a guy swimming in jizz. All right. So that's our fun little event. I want to do more stuff like that. And I do want to.
I'm sorry, you're going to look like after the Land of Peace and Euro party.
What? Why?
Because you're working the shift.
Yeah, I'm working the shift. Hey, speaking of Land of Peace and Euro, we are doing a live Halloween party there on October 22nd, 1 p.m. for Patreons, 2 p.m. for everybody else. We are going to record a show there. So we'll be doing the show, and you can be a part of it. We'll have a lot of fun. We're going to have a raffle for prizes. Steph, what did our friend Brett add to the raffle? Do you know? This is from Brett Perkins, who is our sponsor with LDI. He has 3 metal signs he's going to add to the raffle. He is going to bring them with him, hopefully. Let's see. It's a Masters of the Universe. I mean, these are antiques, and like an old Van sign and then a Blockbuster sign. So these are freaking cool. Those are going to be it. I'm printing out some of my drawings and I'll sign them, and we're going to put those in the raffle. We have a copy of Aqua Teen Hunger Force Plantasm, the movie on Blu-ray. And I'm going to have some stuff from Five Nights at Freddy that everybody can have. I mean, that's first come, first serve, or maybe we'll play a game or two. But these will be advanced screening passes for Five Nights at Freddy's. That screening is Wednesday the 22nd, so you're going to have to use them that Wednesday. And then we'll have movie posters and some other things. So that was nice. That comes from Allied, and they do a lot of movie promotions, and I've been trying to get them to work with us for a while. So that's awesome. I am still trying to get a guest there, and if he comes, it'll be great. If not, it'll also be great because he's a great guy. He's probably just busy. So the...
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
Chucky season 3 starts this week. Forged and Fire's back. Starts tonight. Anybody's interested in that? And Loki also back. Starts tonight.
I watched Forged and Fire and snooze on the other two.
The first season of Loki was good.
Yeah. And it's part of the, it's going to set up because they had to change it. Because of the whole Kang debacle, so it's going to change how the MCU is going forward now. So
they're not just recasting Kang.
No, they actually have to use him for the first half of this series because they already shot it and they're already in the can. But yeah, the ending is supposed to be completely changed as far as the last episodes. Yeah,
but I'm a no go for any Star Wars or Marvel shit here on out. So I'm always going to be a snoot. And that's just my preference. Thank you very much. It's nothing, and I don't care that you do.
I'll definitely watch Forged and Fire. Yeah, I might try Loki.
Starts tonight.
I'm low-key not watching Loki.
And my staff pick is Shirley, You Can't Be Serious, the book about the making of Airplane. Just came out this week. I'm listening to the audio book. It's great.
Who narrates it?
bunch of people. The three authors, Zucker, and Abrams. And then they got like Beau Bridges reading stuff, talking about his dad. They got Bill Hader. They got Adam McKay so far.
Yeah, cool.
Robert Hayes is on there.
I'm buying it right now on Audible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Something else to listen to besides The Dark Tower again.
Listen to Holly. Dustin and I both just finished it this week.
Oh, I have that. It's good.
My staff pick is Naked Attraction on Max. And it's, you know, uncut British content for days.
Dustin didn't get enough penis from Gen V.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that show's going to make me a little nervous about myself. I can't.
No, it won't. No, it won't. You've got six guys standing up there on a stage that are nervous. And then when they pull the slide back, yeah, you can tell that, they don't push that circumcision over there.
They were in the pool.
And all of the fall of society is like embedded in each episode.
Steph, what's yours?
Oh, it's The Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix. It starts October 12th. You know, the old Vincent Price movie.
Yeah.
But it's the guy who...
Mike Flanagan?
Did the House in Haunted Hill. Yeah. Oh, the Haunting of Hill House. Yeah, that guy. And it's got a lot of the same players from that. You get the Gugino, and it's a freaking all-star cast.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Dudesy's really good this week. It is always funny. The new Tom Hanks movie about the dolphin.
Dudesy farted.
That was a real movie.
No, I mean, it's completely made up.
Yeah.
They did a trailer for the original one a while
ago. Wow, that's what I'm saying. They did the original one before.
Goodbye, Cincinnati. Oh, yeah, okay. Not a real movie. But it was fucking hilarious. I really like that podcast. And then, again, another great episode of the Harlan Highway with Steph's favorite comedian of all time.
Keckner.
Yeah, David Keckner. He's your favorite comic, isn't he, Steph?
He's one of my favorite improv performers, for sure.
Right.
He's my least favorite improv teacher.
There you go. All right.
If you want somebody to become a tomahawk, though, he's your guy.
Yes.
He will not... teach you how to be a tomahawk. You should just innately know.
You should know already how to be a tomahawk.
Mine is a new podcast from Mary Lynn Ricegib and Jeffrey J. It's called The Woo You Do. I checked out the first episode yesterday because that's when it dropped. And I enjoyed it very much. The first episode's called Manifesting. And I pretty much like anything that she's in because I think she's very funny. I think that somewhere beneath her veneer, there lies a very dark person. And sometimes it comes out. She's very sarcastic, too, which I also appreciate. So that's my staff pick. All right. So that's the end of the show. Before we go, though, we have to talk about some Barkville things that are going on. So, Steph, why don't you do that?
Well, this Saturday, you can come and see my dingbat foster dog at...
He's a cutie. Is it a
she?
Oh, my God. She's adorable.
When I tell you that she's a dingbat, she's actually going as a bat, as a dingbat. Okay. That is her costume.
Like that. I love that.
So
cute, though.
She is very cute. We will be at the Downtown Pooch in Roswell from 11 to 2 this coming Saturday. I missed Caffeine and Octane last Sunday, unfortunately. And Tim Allen was there. He sent me. He was like, dude, are you here? And I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. So I wasn't there. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. And I also want to thank Brett because they Barkville sent me an email and they were like, do you know, because this says for everybody at the Radio Labyrinth podcast, somebody donated $500.
Wow.
And I looked at the email address and sure enough, it was Brett emailing from his job, LDI. So huge thanks to you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. Awesome. Yeah. Kim was over the moon. She was very excited because as of last week, like I said, we need money. We need money spent. So that really helped a lot. So thank you so much. If you want to donate, please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Or if you want to foster, or if you want to do anything, any damn thing, I don't care what it is, just go there, fill out an application. We'll put your ass to work. Woof.
Woof.
Woof. Canine.
Keep it canine. And please remember to
keep it canine.